Log Talk Radio.
Cook, and it's a good story. It's a good story, and there was the music. And as I told everybody last week, Virginia, the other part, my partner in World of Ink Network, she did fix it, and it's louder and it's longer. And if I don't shut it off, it will keep going on the whole show. So that was what. Hi, Bethany. Bethany's with me tonight. Hello, Bethany. Hi. So we were right last week. We were right about the music. She did fix it.
Yep.
It's louder. We're going to have a really good show tonight, and that is Bethany Cross, and I'm Marcia Cook. And I should say one thing before we begin. Our last show on Tuesday with Cassandra Dane, we had a ton of people, and thank you all for listening in. It was a really fun show, and we talked about a lot of things that I didn't expect to talk about, and it was anybody that didn't hear the show, it was great. We were talking a lot about romance writing. And Cassandra brought a special guest on. So if you have time and you didn't hear it, but thank you all for listening. It was turned out to be a great show, didn't it? Bethany, it was good. It was good.
It was excellent.
Yeah, and both of us write, you know, I write now, like, you know, romance. Because I love the romance so much, I wrote my own, so what can I say? I had fun with them, and that's it. And we're going to have more romance shows. Actually, we were supposed to have romance month, but as we know, I just keep adding shows on, considering I said I wasn't doing that many this month. But so we're having a really good show. We have somebody that has been on before, which is Anastasia Haldridge, and she's great. I mean, and she does. She's a guru of marketing. She's very interesting. And if you'll notice when you go into Blog Talk, she did some of the banners for me, and she's a lot of fun. And we're going to talk about a lot of things. She brought on guests that we're going to we have something that's not what we always do, but it's really important. We have Charlie and Tracy Vega on, and they're the owner of the Simple Self Defense for Women. And that's on a little bit of a serious note because we, as women, think we can sometimes do things we can't. And so they're going to talk about all the things that we should know and that we don't know. I should say, surprisingly enough, I did take karate, which would be one of my endeavors. And I did love it. It's just I'm not as competitive as most, so I kind of didn't stay in it as long as I would have. But I really loved it. I actually think they should put it in all the schools. So, all right, I'm going to put Anastasia, come out and just talk to me for a minute, and you can tell you've got so much that you do before we bring them out. Tell everybody who you are and what you do. And do it in like 2 seconds. I'm only kidding. Go ahead. Go ahead.
How you doing, Marcia? Hi, everybody.
I'm good. How are you?
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be back.
I know. Well, you were busy doing your own show there. So, you know, and you are busy with your own shows. You're starting in September. You're having new shows, too, right?
Correct. Yes. Actually, I've been working on a whole new rebranding concept and producing some more videos that I'm going to be putting on YouTube, and actually I'm going to be having my own Blog Talk Radio with the A. Haldridge Show, so it's going to be a really cool mesh. I mean, it's really going to mesh well.
Yeah, that's going to be great because, you know, I mean, you know, the subject of marketing always comes up and everything, but you really did talk about branding before everybody was talking about it.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
that's,
yeah.
That's the big word now, branding. I know. You were. I think it was 3 years. How long have you been doing this? Since I met you, that's what you were talking about, branding.
Yeah, about 2.5 years now. Going on three. Yeah.
I know. How time flies.
I know.
You also do a few other things. So we'll get, I really think we should talk about that just a little, just so we know, you know, what else you do also. Because you do so many things. So we probably won't get to everything, but do you want to just talk about one of your newer endeavors, just so we talk about that for a minute or two?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, as a woman of many hats, okay, I do a lot. Besides working from home full-time, going on my fifth year full-time working from home, really proud of that, and I've been able to watch my son Angel grow up right before my eyes instead of having my son, you know, be raised by a daycare provider. I actually got to raise my son as a single mom, and, you know, God bless that everything happened the way it happened, because, you know, I wouldn't have it any other way. And I started the A. Audrey show in the corner of my son's nursery. That's pretty much how the story went. The last time I was here, I started in the corner of my son's nursery. I had a busted lamp and a laptop that pretty much worked to crap.
Right.
It did not work very well. And I used just pretty much YouTube, and I started shooting videos out random every Friday night. I was doing videos after videos on different topics about marketing. And then I would talk about marketing and branding and different things about going green and doing makeup. And I wore wigs.
I know how that is. I know how that is. You know, I don't even say half the things I do. I don't even know what I do.
Exactly.
They come out sometimes.
They do. And it's what the audience wants. You know, they want that variety. They want that difference in you. They want that uniqueness. And so they'll go after it, and I was getting messages in my inbox saying, do more, and bring us, you know, some more value. And that's when I started growing even faster. And then I met a lot of people online and connected with a lot of great folks that are in the network marketing industry that were leaders, and they shared their value with me and gave me a lot of knowledge and insight about how to use video marketing to its fullest potential and also how to use social media. And what I did was I took all those ideas and I said, you know what? How in the heck can I not be like everybody else? I want to be different, man. I want to be so different. People would be shocked when they look at me. Like, my name, the A. Harvey Show, would roll right off their tongue naturally. That's branding. And so that's what I was doing. And now everybody who sees my face, they're like, hey, I know you from YouTube.
That's right. Because you do it because
it's
that's
fun.
What you started to do.
Yes.
And that's a long time.
Sorry.
So, I mean, you know, people, right, because, you know, what I think people don't understand is there's so many people now that are gone from this field. You know, they started with blog talk, they started different things, and it's not as easy as everybody thinks to do all this PR, and they drop out, you know. And
yes.
So when
it's
you say
true.
2.5 years in this business, this is like 50 years in a regular life because it's, you know, nonstop.
It is nonstop, and it's always constantly changing. You know, and you have to keep up with the trends because, you know, now, before we were talking about YouTube, now we're talking about mobile media. Now we're using cell phones and we're using all this, that, and the other. And it's like, whoa, you know, I just started learning YouTube. Now I got to use my cell phone application, you know.
Yeah, but you know. See, but the thing is though that you call, you know, like when we were talking on the phone, and he told me about the Vegas. I mean, and that you're trying. I mean, they have been in a lot of places. So we should probably bring them out because they want to talk, you know, tell us everything that they, you know, where they've been
and
what they do.
Let's bring out my friends.
Yes, bring out your friends.
Let's bring out my friends, Charlie, Tracy Vega. Come on out, guys.
Hi. It's like, hello.
Hello, how are we?
Hello. Well, you're coming into danger territory with both of us to talk all the time. So here we go. All right. All right, Anastasia, do you want to talk about yourself? I mean, because that's what, you know, you actually wrote a book, too. I mean, so Charlie, do you want to tell everybody what you do and how you got to do this, what you made you decide to do all this?
Sure, we could do that. Actually, this started several years ago. I've been teaching martial arts for 28 years, and one of the things my wife and I talked about was that, you know, we see so many bad things happening on TV. And I said to her, you know, we actually have the power to do something about it, to help people. And she said, well, if we're gonna do this, and you might relate to this. She said, Charlie, if we're going to do this and help women and children to help protect themselves, then we're going to have to do it in a special way. She said, women do not want to go to a smelly gym. They don't want to take their shoes off. They don't want to be thrown around. They just want to know how to get away. They don't want to go to class after class. So that's what we did. We developed a program that's called Simple Self-Defense for Women, How to Simply Escape an Attack, Not Stay and Fight. So it's really about escaping. You can't show somebody how to fight in an hour, but we can show you how to get away from somebody much larger and stronger.
So our marketing plan, what you guys were talking about, it was what makes us unique, because we're clearly marketing the niches towards women and children. And everything that we do is in pinks and in purples. And what makes it really different is that we go to where women are. rather than have them sign up for weekly classes, we go out to businesses, organizations, colleges, universities, and do it where women are comfortable learning and they want to have fun, and it's a great place for them to be because they feel comfortable and they know that they're not going to have to sign up for something else.
Right.
So that's the marketing approach that we've taken.
So we also...
Do the company support this? I mean, when you come in, is it just for one time, or is it more times, or is it just like a seminar that you give?
It is a workshop, and what we do is the companies will normally... There's a couple of different ways to do it. A lot of times the companies will pay for the workshop, and then they'll either invite their employees as an added benefit, or in some cases a company may be trying to either retain customers or bring back customers or find an in to potential customers. Mm-hmm. So they'll open it up to the public and have those customers in. And then we have other organizations that want to simply just donate it so it goes to good use. So maybe we could go out to a domestic abuse shelter or a safe house or someplace that wouldn't ordinarily be able to afford it.
See, that's
so
good. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, so our marketing approach really is very unique in the fact that we only really work with organizations, associations, and companies because they're our clients. The colleges are our clients. We have a lot of colleges that are our clients, and they're the ones that actually fund this, like Tracy's talking about.
Right.
So that's how the program works.
So do you have a plan, like, actually, like, for right now, because we're on the air, I mean, you know, it is true, though, that people, you know, I think sometimes they think they'll be able to scream, and I've seen where kids, you know, they tried it in the karate classes where they're lifting the kids up, and they're not screaming. They're too scared to scream, and that's one of the things you need to, is that one of the things you need to do, is make a promotion?
Well, let me tell you how the program actually works.
Okay.
It's not about martial arts. The moves are based on some martial arts techniques, but the idea is it's a one-time event. So what we do is we teach you three moves on how to avoid an attack, because the best self-defense is to avoid it. And then we only teach you four moves on how to escape. So if something should happen, one of those four will get you out of the situation, but we only teach you four because that way you remember those four for the rest of your life. If
right.
I teach you 30, then you're going to go, I don't even remember two of them next week.
That's right.
So
no, that
four
is
you
really
can remember
true.
For the rest of your life.
Yeah.
And actually, I have to interrupt Charlie for a second because one of the things that I did not mention is what makes it even more unique is that we are simply about escaping and not fighting, and our target audience group are women and children ages 9 to 91.
Right.
So that's why it's not about fighting.
Right.
Yeah, actually, the oldest person on our television show, we have a television show on PBS by the same name, Simple Self-Defense for Women.
Is it on a special time? Is it on a time all the time, the same time, or did
no,
they put it on?
It's on a limited timeline. It's a one-time event, and it's in Florida right now, and we're trying to get it to other markets. But they can purchase the DVD on our website of this program. But
do you want
to
say your
website?
Maybe we should say the website.
Sure.
We'll say it again later, but just so you say it now.
It's the website is Simple Self Defense for Women. So it's Simple Self Defense, DEFENSE, for Women. Which is plural.com. And there is a shortcut because it is long. The shortcut is the first letter of each one. So it would be SSFDW, Simple Self Defense for Women.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay, that's good. All right, it's good for a shortcut.
And
yeah,
then for anybody who wants to follow us that has, you know, they can also link to us through Twitter, which is the word defense, the number 4, and women. And then, of course, they can also find us through Facebook, which is the Simple Self-Defense for Women. And all of those things are linking together.
Okay.
And they're on our website. All those links are on our website.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, just so we have those, because, you know, that's, you know. So do you get a lot of people tweeting and asking you things on tweets or just tweeting your message?
We are doing both. I am working, actually, we have appeared on the Balancing Act. So we blog for them, and I do some tips. And we're also working with the new Ricky Lake show that's going to be airing in September. And I'm blogging for them. And each day I go out and I put either a question or a safety tip out on their website to generate conversation. And I also go and I put it on our own website. And then that way people can come in and ask questions and they can get tips. my tip yesterday actually got a lot of conversation. It was something very simple, and it was about online safety for children, about making sure that the monitor is always in sight from anywhere in the house. So if you're walking through the room, you know, you should be able to see the computer screen. So we do, because not everything is life-threatening. So we want to give tips that are, you know, common sense, that are things that, you know, are 101 that people kind of forget. And then we'll do, you know, more intense things. So we do tweet. We do get a lot of feedback back on that. So the social media is going well, which is something
we, when you
I
mentioned
have to
children,
say in the beginning.
When you mentioned children, I'm sorry, I just wanted to ask you. When you mentioned children, you're saying monitoring, and you're saying going, walking in the room, and is that what you're...
No, I meant the computer monitor because, so,
right.
You know, online safety is just as important as face-to-face safety.
That.
I mean, it can be just as dangerous.
Yeah.
So when kids are using a computer, you don't want them sitting in the corner and closing it when you walk in or turning the screen. You should be able to walk through the room, and they should be allowing you to see what's up there. And if they're hiding something, then you need to have that conversation because, again, it's no different than them walking up to a stranger or talking to a stranger. They're doing the same thing online. So you need to have that conversation with them, and you need to be aware of the sites that they're on. And there's, you know, kids want their privacy too, and maybe they're not doing anything wrong, but you need to be aware of what they're doing, and you need to have open, honest conversation.
Yeah. It can get bad because, you know, and it also can get bad with adults also because, you know, everybody is meeting people. They're going on dates, and they're meeting people. They don't know who they are, and it's getting, you know, it's getting where it's pretty well known that people do this, but sometimes it doesn't work out good.
No, and here's one of our jokes, and this is good, makes light of a serious topic, because we always say bad guys don't lie, right?
Yeah.
Right? Bad guys lie all the time. So,
right.
You know, that's what, you know, people are thinking, oh, you know, they're not going to lie to me. Well, yeah, they
are. Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah, they are. Oh, yes, they are.
Mm-hmm.
And they have commercials about it now. You know, they have one on TV. And I guess then they show this, like, she's, like, meeting this guy. She thinks he's going to be, like, gorgeous. And here comes this other guy. He pretends he's from France, you know. And there he is. He's just a regular guy.
Oh, yes. I've seen it.
He's
a big, heavy-set guy.
Right.
Yeah.
He's like, hello.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, but that's really true because, you know, and they could be using a picture of somebody else. They could be using, you know, someone else's name for all you know. There's not many rules on Facebook and all the other social. There's not a lot of rules at all, actually.
Well, and the number one thing for women, and especially to remember, is, you know, trust your instincts. Women are really good with that type of thing. And if you think there's something wrong, or you're not talking to, you know, you don't think this is the person you're talking, whatever the situation is, trust your instincts. Too many women tell us, "I wish I would have, I should have, if I'd only known."
Yeah.
Yeah. Many of the workshops we go to, women have already been attacked, and that's motivated them to come. And we like to really encourage people to come to these workshops or watch the DVD because preventative is the best thing. I always say that 3 seconds of something bad happening to you could change the rest of your life.
That is really true, though. That is, people don't realize that, but that is true. It just takes 1 second, and then everything you knew as your life is not going to be the same.
No,
right, and the women who tell us, you know, so often we'll go to do workshops, you know, we're doing marketing, and they'll say, well, you know, I'm not worried about it. I'm always with my husband, or that never happens. Or those are the people that worry me the most, the ones that think it's never going to happen to them.
Right. And that's true. There's a lot of people that always think that way on any subject. They think it's just, and no, there's no way anybody could know this. Because, you know, people do follow people. You know, Christmas time, there's so many different people out, you know, in the malls, and everybody's walking around, and you're shopping for coffee, you're talking, and, you know, actually you're chatting on the phone, and they could be listening to who you're talking, you know, you don't really know who's around.
That is a great point, and we say that to people all the time. Be aware, when you're giving out personal information, whether you're checking into a hotel or you're standing, I'll give you a great example, you might be standing in a store filling out a credit app. We were in a store here recently, and they have a new credit card machine to fill out your application, and it's right in the middle of the floor, and it has this giant monitor, and you're typing your information in, and anybody could be looking to see what you're putting in.
Well, that's not
so
really good.
I actually said something to the store manager. I said, you know what, that really is bad, but you do want to pay attention. If you're giving out your phone number, you're giving out your social, you know, look around to see who's listening, who's paying too much attention to you.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things people don't do. They don't look around. You know, and you know, when you're standing there, you're getting your charge out, there are people behind you, you're at the counter, and, you know, then you're looking at something, somebody's talking to you, and a lot happens at that moment that could be very disruptive.
Yes, and I will say, you mentioned Christmas time, and the first thing that happens all the time is the bad guys like to shop at Christmas by stealing your stuff.
Yeah.
So I have a couple of quick tips. One of the things is, if somebody tries to steal your purse, ladies, absolutely let it go. Do not fight it. Nobody wants to give up their purse, but we have heard too many stories, all the way to women being beaten to death. So that's the first thing, let it go.
Yeah.
The other thing is if you're out someplace, and this is good for kids too, and even older people, especially older people that can't fight, because remember, we're about escaping.
Yeah.
If somebody's approaching you and you're uncomfortable, and it could be anywhere, it could be a parking lot, parking garage, mall, outside, and you're not comfortable, we ask them, and this is easy for everyone to visualize, we ask them to put their hand up like in a stop motion and put it up at the person's eye level that's approaching you that you're uncomfortable with. Not only does that intimidate the person that's walking up to you, it also lets them know that you're aware that you're being approached. And the other thing that it does is, I like to say people are nosy because I know a lot of nosy people, including my mom. If she sees something going on, she has to look. But if you were talking earlier about yelling fire and, you know, setting off car alarms.
Yeah.
I actually sat in a parking lot one day and watched somebody, you know, click their keys to find their car so they set up their alarm. But somebody putting up their hand, like let's just say it was your mother or your granddaughter or, you know, your child, whatever, and you saw them with their hand up to a complete stranger, you would want to know what was going on. So in that case, we're hoping people are nosy. They're going to go, maybe they'll pick up their cell phone and go, you know what, I don't know what's going on, but this woman looks really uncomfortable in the parking lot. I think somebody ought to check it out.
Because sometimes people walk right by you. Sometimes people walk right by something that might be dangerous and you're not even paying attention. That's, you know,
but the difference, Marcia, here is in this case, if you extend your hand out, this is a very universal language. So anybody seeing that will see, this is something wrong. There's something wrong going on here.
Right.
It doesn't matter what language you speak. When you have your hand out in a stop motion, that tells anybody around is a potential problem. And like Tracy says, it tells the bad guy you're not an easy target because bad guys are looking for easy targets.
Yeah.
So now it tells them, hey, you're on guard. This person is not such an easy target. If you're a good person and someone did that, let's say they did it to me, I would say, oh, man, I'm sorry. I really didn't mean to startle you. And I'll walk in an opposite direction, right?
Right.
If that person keeps coming at you, this is a test. This is going to tell you whether you're going to be in a bad situation or not, because bad guys, like Tracy said, lie all the time. So they're going to keep walking towards you and say, can you tell me how I get to Macy's, or you tell me how to get to the expressway, or can you tell me what time, whatever it is, they're going to keep walking towards you because they're trying to buy some time to get close to you. And that's what you don't want. You don't want somebody close to you. Once they're in your personal space, you may not have time to react, particularly if you're a little bit older.
Yeah.
So you want to put your hand up, and I'll try to have everybody envision this that's listening, is you extend your arm out front in a stop motion at the eye level.
At the eye level,
you can say at the eye level, you can say whatever you want to say. Excuse me, what do you want? Can I help you? Get back. I don't feel comfortable. So whatever you're comfortable saying, whatever language you want to say, that lets that person know, hey, don't come any closer.
And I'll tell you what, the Girl Scouts, we went out to talk to a Girl Scout group, and this was real easy for them. Because think about kids. They're very used to raising their hand, right?
Yeah.
And if you saw a young child with their hand up to an adult that looked like they were frightened, that would get your attention.
Yeah. I think it would. Yeah, I think it would. You know, well, now certainly that you're saying it, that now we will probably pay attention to this because it's something that, it's sometimes it is something just as small as that that can really save, you know, because like you're saying, they'd rather hit on somebody that really is unaware. They don't want somebody that's going to be fighting back or even knowing what's going on.
Random attacks, they want victims that are not paying attention, that are alone, that are, you know, they're easy, they know they're going to be easy. You know, personal situations are different, but random attacks, they really want a quick in and a quick out.
And you know, another thing about it, you hear a lot of people say, I should carry a whistle, things like that.
Yeah.
Like Tracy says, you know, you hear whistles all the time, you hear things like that, but you always have your hand with you. You don't have to chase inside your purse for anything. Your hand is always available.
That's the thing.
It's a universal language.
You can't find anything. I mean, the truth is you can't find things, you know, and especially if
right.
you're nervous, you're not going to find it.
Right. So, but you do always have your hand with you.
Yes.
And all you have to do is raise it in a stop motion at eye level at the person that's coming towards you. So this is a great tip for anybody that is in a parking lot or wherever they're at alone and someone is approaching them and they do not feel comfortable.
Yeah. See, I mean, there's so many things. Like sometimes, you know, if you're in a parking lot, I don't really like to park under, you know, when you're with shelter over it. I'd rather park in the open area spot because when you go into a parking lot and you're on the third floor, you're by yourself. I don't think that's a great idea. I don't think it's a great idea for anybody to do that.
I would agree with you. I personally do not like parking garages. I don't care for stairwells.
I don't like
those
either.
Can't get away from. So if you're, number one, that's good because that means you and I are going to be pretty vigilant in what we're looking for. Even if I was walking through an open stairwell the other day, it was like an open top, but I couldn't see around the corner, so it still made me nervous. So we are big advocates of the use of pepper spray, and, you know, people can get, different states have different laws, which we put on our website. It's legal everywhere, but in some states you have to buy it actually at a gun store. You can't ship it in, but we offer it on our website. We offer it in pink because we want women to want to carry it. But when I'm not comfortable, I will actually carry it. You know, I'll just put it in my hand and carry it.
Yeah.
So if I'm in a parking garage or I'm in a stairwell, and if somebody
sometimes you are, and you don't, you know, like in a doctor's office, I that's one of the things I don't like because in the doctor's office buildings, you have to go up and down the stairs sometimes. I like to wait for the elevator, even if it's one floor, because the stairwells. I think the stairwells. People are in the stairwell sometimes. I believe that could happen there.
Yeah,
and then there's nobody coming. There's not a lot of people coming in.
Well, the good thing about the pepper spray, the one that we carry, it does come in a pink case, but what I like about it most is something very simple. It comes with a keychain, and it's attached to the case, which means that if you put it on your keys, every time you go to your car or you walk in a parking lot or somewhere, you have it out. It forces you to take it out. Every time you go to your car, it forces you to take it out. Every time you go to your front door. So the idea is, remember I talked earlier about not letting anybody get into your personal space? Well, this will shoot between 10 and 12 feet away. It's non-lethal, okay? It's very inexpensive. We sell it for $20, including tax and shipping. And the great thing about it is you don't even have to fire it. Because you just point it at somebody, they're going to back off.
Yeah, they know. They know it's good.
They know what it is. And it's good for, you get a couple of shots out of it. So even if you have more than one attacker, you can shoot more than once. So it's a great way to keep somebody at bay. And that's a big proponent of it. So like when we talked about the hand, that's keeping somebody at bay. When we talk about pepper spray, that's keeping that distance between you and that potential attacker. And that's what we talk about on our show. So if anybody's interested in what we're talking about, how to use this or how these techniques, it is in our DVD. Our DVD is $19.95, including shipping, and it's on our website. Again, the website is simpleselfdefenseforwomen.com, and the shortcut to the same website is SSDFW.
And I have a cute story to tell you about the pepper spray. It'll kind of make you chuckle. I actually had a lady say to me one day, she said, "You know, I bought that, and I never used it." And she sounded so disappointed, like she wasted her money. And I said to her,
"Oh,
I'm like, well, I'm so glad." But she really felt like she wasted her money, you know, because she hadn't had a chance to use it yet.
Well, that's a good thing. It's good on your keychain. You're right about that. It is good because, because that's the first thing you take out when you walk, like you're going upstairs, you know, you're going out to the parking lot, you do have you look for your keys. I try to do that first, you know, and have that. You know, I mean, you know, there are, like men, though, the thing about men is you're telling this for women, but I think a lot of men, they take a lot of risks.
They do. They take a lot of unnecessary
risks. They think they can
risk.
Walk in a parking lot and nothing will happen. That's what they think.
Well, and it's, a lot of people feel that way. The difference is our focus is on women and children because they are the victim more often than men. Statistically speaking, 1 in 3 women will be attacked in their lifetime. 1 in 4 are a victim of domestic violence. And 1 in 6 are a victim of attempted or completed rape. Those are just horrible statistics.
Anastasia,
so,
do you have
like
anything you
wanted
to ask Anastasia or Bethany? Is there anything you want to ask of the Vegas? Anastasia?
I'm still here.
Right. You want to, I know you're there. I know you're there.
I thought Stephanie was going to talk. No, these guys are great. I just want to add to the mix that, you know, by bringing them on the show, we get to show everybody that these two individuals are not just, you know, some ordinary couple, you know, just coming up with a business idea. They're actually giving back to the community. And I bumped into these two, you know, by the grace of God, it was awesome because they came across my website. And I said it's one of my entry pages where that's how I get guests on my show, on the Ain't Harvey show. And, you know, we had some technical difficulties. And then I said, you know what, I'm going to hook these people up. I'm going to help them out. And this is the power of networking. And this is what I'm going to be talking about tonight about marketing. But real quick, you know, these two, they're helping women, okay? And they're helping children. And they're helping people of all ages who are afraid, are just basically afraid to just jump in there when there's a situation that happens. And instead of getting into a fight or flight mindset, they're helping people defend themselves where they don't have to go to some dojo or karate class and spend all this money. You know, they don't do that. They do it simple and they do it easy. And you know what? Charlie is the person who pretty much is the guy to thank for bringing this to the community. And I applaud him and I applaud Tracy, you know, being a wonderful wife and working beside him hand in hand. This is an awesome way to build entrepreneurship to the strongest is to have it, you know, a marriage relationship work together the way that you don't have
right,
a couple
right.
like this.
Yeah, no, that is,
you know?
That is, it is, and you know, the truth of the matter is though, but you know, this is necessary, you know, like, you know, we often have things, you know, I like this, I, you know, that happen to people, and you just, you know, you just don't see a lot of shows like this, and that's nice that Ricky Lake is going to have you on the show. That's really nice. That'll, you know.
Well, actually, we're not on the show yet. We are blogging for her, and we are in the magazine.
She's pretty. She seems to be a person that might be good at caring about this.
Well, we have been fortunate. We have been on Lifetime on a show called The Balancing Act, and we have appeared on The Daily Buzz, which is national, and we've been on
Gal Time TV,
and we, of course, we have our own show. So all of that we've actually accomplished through networking, both social and, you know, face-to-face networking. And our goal really right now is to be on another national show, a big show, that we can get out there and show this one particular move because our campaign is to pay it forward. So we don't have any more women and children getting kidnapped and having, you know, the news likes to cover breaking stories versus human interest. And we're really trying to get them to see that this particular human interest story would be extremely valuable so
I had a show, I think it was last year, of the year, it was on child trafficking, and I think that Will Smith's wife is now working with Washington. I saw it on one of the shows, because I think that after I had her on, I mean, people really don't realize that kids are kidnapped all the time, and they're, like, at a certain age group, and they're not, and they just take, that's it, that's the end of it. You never see them again. I mean, you just don't, you know, and I think
and
a lot
Russia.
Of people aren't aware of this, and I think this, what you're doing is good, because you do have to be aware that these things do happen, and when they leave, they just go. I mean, when they are kidnapped, they're kidnapped. They just take them, and you never see them again,
Marcia,
because they're gone.
Marcia, let me point out that if anyone goes to our website, there are two videos on there, and that show how to escape, that if someone tries to grab you to kidnap you, we show a simple move on how that person can get away, even a child, can get away from a 200 or 250 pound adult.
That's good.
And it's very simple, and I encourage people to go to our website to look at that video. And once they learn it, which should take less than 2 minutes, we only ask that they pass it on and pay it forward to someone else so we can help get the word out.
And that particular move is the most common type of grab. It's what we'd call a come-along grab. Like, think about a mother grabbing a child or an angry boyfriend grabbing his girlfriend. It's that particular type of grab.
Yeah. And I know it happens, and, you know, and I, you know, I was talking about it to a few people. I mean, people don't really realize that that does happen, and then they never see their kids again, and that's what happens to these kids. You know, they're not exactly murdered all the time. They take them as slaves and have them do things in foreign countries.
Look at the AC2 card.
That's what they do. This is what happens. And they were really great on the show, and I probably should have them on again because, you know, I think people don't really want to believe that these things happen, but they do every day, and we're not hearing about everything.
That's sad but true.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, very
you know,
very sad but true.
It's horrible. I mean, that after, I mean, I am aware of it now because of that show. And, you know, it was a very, it's very, you know, I do some different shows because, I mean, I think people need to hear about other things other than just writing and, you know, and trying to sell, because these are issues that can come up in everybody's life.
Yeah, everybody has a story. When you talk to them about it, everybody will have a story.
And I think that's a good thing that you're out there. So, I mean, I'm happy that you came on. And, you know, and I think, like, Anastasia's right about one thing. The fact of the networking, it's like, I know her, then now I know you. I mean, that is how this works. And
if
it works at its best, this is how it is. Because I've met tons of people that I really like and like what they do, and I'm interested in what they do. And it's a really good form. I mean, if you have this is good networking, what all of this is. Because like Anastasia, she calls me, I talk to her, and, you know, and I think that's really good. I met Bethany that way, and I've met most of the people on my show that way. And people have asked, they go like, are you friends with these people? I said, yes, we're friends. A lot of us never saw each other, but it doesn't matter because we are there to help each other. That's what networking is, and that's what works well, I think, now, you know, because you've done something like this, it works.
Absolutely. And I'd like to also mention our website again, which is simplesselfdefenseforwomen.com. And the shortcut again is ssbfw.com.
And I do appreciate you coming on. And, you know, if you have something new or if you should get on a show or something and you want to, you know, get it out there or whatever, let me know and I'll send out, you know, a link, or you can come on the show even for a few minutes just to tell people, because, you know, it's an important thing. And I'm sure that you will get more notoriety, because I think, unfortunately, a lot of these things are happening to people and they are starting to pay attention. If they have a celebrity now trying to work with Washington, that's a good thing.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. But if any of your listeners have, you know, work for a company that would be interested in having us out as a value add to their employees, or something they want to do to demonstrate their community mindedness, or to attract customers to their location, or do something for their loyal clients, it's proven to be very popular. Just give us a call and we'll give you all the details on how that works.
Okay. So you go to different cities then, and so that's a good
thing. We travel nationally.
That's great. And I think it's great. I think that it's really a good thing for, you know, the companies to do, because a lot of people do work late at night, you know, and sometimes, you know, you don't even realize there's nobody's in the building. I only did that once years ago, and I did not realize nobody else was there. And I said, this is the last time. It was the last time I did it, because I was so busy working. I was on the computer. It was dark. Everybody leaves at 5, and it was like 9 or 10. And I look outside, and I went, oh, you know, and I thought, this is really dumb. I mean, I am by myself in a big building. So I think people don't realize it.
And that's just one example. Think about all the people that have a profession in sales, like real estate or insurance.
Yes, I know.
And or home decorating, and they go to people's homes that they don't
know
who they are.
I know. It's true. All right, so I think this is a great thing. So I appreciate this. You can stay and listen if you want, or, you know, if you have to leave. But and keep us in mind. You know, just feel free to let me know, or if you have something new coming out, and we could pass it out on Facebook, and, you know, because I do think this is an important issue, and I think that, you know, unfortunately, the world isn't as nice as we want it to be, because these things do happen.
And thank you, Anastasia, for not giving up on us. You are very good.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. She's the person that gives up. We appreciate it.
Take care.
Well, thank you, Anastasia and Marcia. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much.
All right, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right, bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, see, there you go. There's your networking.
Yes.
Yeah, there you are, the guru. See, that's why they call you that. All right,
power.
Tell us what
that's
we need to know. All right, tell us now, everybody. I'm telling you, everybody. Okay, I want an assistant. I can't find one. I mean, everybody does. Bethany wants an assistant. I mean, it's because nobody wants to do this anymore. What are some easy steps that will get people to just get out there without spending 24 hours a day?
Okay, that's a good question. Marcia, let me tell you something. A lot of times when it comes to branding and marketing yourself, you don't necessarily need to spend 24 hours a day. When I was doing it, I basically had no money. I was on welfare, and I basically just used my time as widely as possible. because I worked two jobs and I was going to school, okay? So listen to this. I used about 2 to 3 hours, that's all I did, of dedicated time to do videos, to plan it out, to write out the script, or to decide what topic I was going to talk about, and just freely have the video recording automatically on what I wanted to say. Whether I had to edit it or not, I just left it in there. Any outtakes, I left it in there because I was starting out. I was just starting out. So you don't necessarily need to spend all that time to do your branding. You just need to plan it out. If you don't plan it out, it's not going to work out for you to just throw something against the wall and see what sticks. You know what I'm saying? You got to do it right. And so you
let's say somebody has a book, okay? They just got their book out. They get their book from the public. They actually should probably do it before. That's what people, you know, they say. But, all right, let's say they wait till their book comes out. They self-publish it. It doesn't even matter anymore because I will talk about in a little while who I'm having on the show to talk about self-publishing versus traditional publishing, but you still have to market no matter what, either way you go. So what would they do?
No matter what.
What is the first thing? They don't know what, like, let's say they don't know what to do at all. Nobody's helping them. They have no clue. What's the first thing?
Well, I would get really creative, and the first thing I would do is start coming up with marketing materials such as postcards that I can hand out, that has the same cover look of my book as well as on the postage of the postcard or flyer. You want to have this stuff with you, and a business card. Okay, business cards are still being used today. They're not extinct, all
right? Yeah,
business card. And you want to have at least something about you being an author, you know, and then on the back of the card, you also want something printed on the back of the card of how to get contacted or what website they could read up on, you know, like a free chapter of your book or something, because you always want to give something away, you know, of value first. So even if you did like a little teaser and said, yo, visit my website, that's a call to action, okay? All authors should be doing that. All authors, okay, should be doing that, no matter what genre. Go to my website, visit this, check me out on Facebook, you know, include social media, okay? I love it when I see authors who have business cards and they show the Facebook logo on it or the Twitter logo. That means they're getting involved. They're active on the social network. And
okay, so you think they should have that on either their bookmark or business card. That's a good idea.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely, I believe so, because we're now up with the times, man. This is not your ordinary black and white business card, plain and boring. You've got to spice it up a bit, you know?
Yeah.
Put a little sofrito into it. It's got to have some flavor. It's got to show that you have an outgoing and amazing personality. You're an author. You've got this great book. Nobody knows what's in it until they buy the book and read it.
Yeah, and the commitment that you've made as a person, as this is, see, I think, you know, a lot of times because authors aren't making it some money, so I think, but I guess you really, number one, is you have to take this as your business and take a hold of it and say, this is my business.
You have to treat it like a business. It's always going to be treated like a business because, think about it, you're going to spend money on self-published books, okay, you just came out of pocket for like maybe 20 to 50 books that you're carrying around in the back seat of your car, and you want to go and go to an event, and you go, here's a book, and then you try to give it to somebody for free, but how are you making any money out of that? You know,
well,
you don't want to do that. Don't sell yourself short. You took the time to write this book out. You got it published. Now sell the darn thing for the first time. Get that feeling of selling it for the first time, and then guess what? Another customer, you know?
Yeah, but I think what's happened is everybody wants things for free. So you start giving out gifts, you start giving out everything. But, you know, postcards, that's different, or, you know, a bookmark or something like that. But, you know, everybody's starting to do this, which means that it's just costing people money. They're not making any money.
Exactly.
But they have to spend money. They have to spend money. That's a subject
you
have
to
talk
to.
About. I know. So
yeah,
why
nobody
do you have
published
to spend?
A book and did it for free. You know, nobody, no author in history published a book and did it for free. You have to spend some sort of budget or marketing budget set aside devoted to buying your books and paying for your royalty fees and paying for your business cards and paying for events that you need to go to so you can network with other writers and authors and publishers and PRs. You got to do that and treat it like a business and be accountable to yourself with your taxes and everything like that. Like all that has to be your responsibility.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's what you have to do. Just, this is my business, and this is what I do. And it is hard. It is very difficult. You know, I've had so many people on, and I know I have my bookmarks, and I have everything, and there are people that actually know me that they should know what I do, but they don't, because I don't give them any. I don't tell them, and when I tell them, they're, like, shocked, you know. But I just sometimes feel, but, yeah, I know this. And myself, we talk about that on most of the shows, that, you know, people that do that, they really do sell more books when they absolutely tell people. People like to meet authors.
Exactly. And, you know, I love going to events that, you know, when I find out, you know, what do they do when I'm networking, and they tell me they're an author, immediately I tell them, hey, I've got a talk show. I want you on my show, you know. I don't care if they never sold a book for the first time. I want to get to know them first, and if they qualify to get on my show, then this is a good, you know, a good way for them, or a good vehicle for them to get exposed, you know. And this is how we find out about people's books, you know.
Yeah,
we find out about authors. How you met Tracy and Charlie today? You didn't know them until so I said something. You see, and that's the power of networking. This is what I was talking about. You don't know what a person does until you ask them.
Right.
You know, and when you have,
and I think some people don't, you know, because everybody says, you know, you go to Starbucks, wherever you go, you just give the cards out, and people don't. And I know I have to do this, and, you know, and we met somebody the other day, and then they were, you know, very shocked. I didn't actually say it. My best friend was telling someone that, okay, that I wrote, they asked, what are we doing? So she said, I was talking to somebody else standing in the other way, and then I heard her say, oh, really? And then she got like, oh, my God, and it's like, you know, they're shocked and they're happy and whatever. They want to know what you do and how you did this. And I wasn't the one that told her. And I probably would have walked away without telling her. But then they asked for, you know, a card, so I gave them my bookmark. You know, but
exactly.
I would not. I have to admit, I probably wouldn't have said anything. I might have, but I don't know.
Exactly. And then here's another side of the point. If you cannot afford, let's say you're really broke, you know, you can't afford any marketing material. Now you really got to use your head and get creative and start using banners, you know, create banners, you know, in paint or something. Get something up there. You know, I don't care how corny it looks, but at least it shows your face. You know,
I like your banner. I thought it was good. I like your banner because you can use a banner at a lot of things. You know, you said, I think you're going to start making them interactive where you can, you know, click on the link. But, you know, it doesn't always have to be a link. It just has to get you out there. They have to see what you do. And, you know, even today I put the banner out on, you know, and actually the one you did is really great. I love that for the show.
Thank you. It's really good.
And, you know, I took a picture off and I put that on, you know, and people can see it if you go to Blog Talk and you click on this show. I put the banners that Anastasia did, and they're very reasonably priced. I mean, okay, you know, marketing can get expensive, but this is reasonable. And this is something that people, you know, I happen to have several genres, but some people just have one genre, and that's good. So then you get a banner like this, and it's wherever you go, wherever you are, you know, on an email, a letter, whatever, just put the banner out.
And not only that, Marcia, it raises your Facebook interaction rate. Like, there is a page ranking on Facebook because everybody has it. They just don't know how to use it. And this is why they always, you know, impress upon people, get a fan page. You want to have your timeline, since timeline has just came out, you know, everybody's just finding out about it, but the people who are just using it don't know really how to use its power to drive traffic. And so I've discovered a way to just do that, and that's creating creative Facebook timeline covers that brand you, whether you're a network marketer, an author, or, you know, a doctor. You want to have something that shows your face, and it also shows what you do. And that will give you a lot of interaction with all your community, because Facebook is your community. Whoever you've got that's your friends, which is like between 100 to 4,000 people, you have to communicate with them.
So when you say you check the Facebook to see what's happening, where are you checking for the interaction?
If you have a Facebook fan page, it will give you the stats. There are stats back there that shows you, like, the little graph chart with a line, and it goes up and it goes down. If it's down, it means you really need to start paying more attention to your Facebook page and posting more consistently. And if it goes up, that means you're doing really good and it's in the green instead of being in the red.
All right. See, because, you know, there's all, you know, in the search engine, the optimization, I mean, there's so many things thrown at everybody. And, you know, I mean, every, like I talked to Bethany, we talk in, and I'll say, like, okay, we're going to find a good program that really is going to work, and we're just going to sit down, and we're going to talk to each other on the phone, we're going to figure out what we can do, whichever, you know, and then we're going to tell people, do this. And then next week, I call her up, I go, like, oh, listen to this, this is what happened this week and that week, and I tell her all the different people I've talked to, and it's like, okay, now what? Because then this week I have different things than I had last week, and then last week I didn't even finish that. I take notes on all my shows, and I'm trying to figure out what's really good. The banner, I do think that is good, because that's very,
yes.
that's yours, you know.
Yes.
You know, especially on one genre, it's very good.
Yes, and
on
and
the
I
web
noticed
pages,
how,
yeah.
I noticed how it's very versatile, because not only can you use that same banner size for your timeline, but you can also flash it on your blog. It's compatible.
Okay. Oh, it is? Okay.
You know, you could put it on your blog. You could put it on another website, or you could send it to somebody and go, hey, check a look at this. And
yeah.
They're going to go, wow, you know, can you tell me, you know, a little bit more about what you do? This is
yeah.
what piques people's interest. It's all about piquing people's interest. And I'm so for that.
Well, in some ways, it's kind of better when it's not clicking in a way to do interactive. It's because they don't have to do anything. All they have to do is remember your name.
Oh, yeah. That's all they have to do.
You know, when
like
they
second nature.
Right. You know, I think it's just easier if you, you know, do things like that, where it doesn't take a lot of time, but it's a big impact. I think it's an impact when you have that kind of a banner. You can put it
absolutely.
Everywhere.
Absolutely.
What about the people with all the genres? Okay, like me. Let's just take me for an example. I have children's, I have nonfiction, you know, and timeline is very confusing, though, because you can only use timeline for one of your pages.
Okay, I'm going to tell you exactly how to fix that. What I've been able to do with my own stuff, because like I said, I've been rebranding myself, and
right.
I've been noticing that I'm getting a lot of people interacting and asking questions and want to get on the show and everything like
right.
that. Here's what you do. Pick a day, okay? Pick a day of the week, whether it be 2 days a week or 3 days a week. And if you've got that much genres, you have a Facebook timeline cover advertised for each one. See what I'm saying? So since you do children's books, you have on week one, that timeline cover flashing for the whole week while you're interacting on Facebook. Then next week, you're going to put in your romance novel flash, you know, a Facebook timeline or flashing, and it's going to stay there. It stays
right,
there.
So you're
all,
saying,
and,
so you're saying
all right,
let's say I have a banner. So then I can't, because you can do one timeline, so I choose another, instead of trying to figure out how to do it, oh, you can't. So you have to do,
right.
just you have to go 1 week, I do like children's, okay, and I put that one out as the timeline. I see, okay. Yeah, that makes sense, because otherwise there's no other way to do it, because, you know, you're waiting for, you know, people want different pages, but there's nothing that you can do that you can really do with all of them at the same time. You can't, you have to do this, because as much as you look
right.
around, it doesn't let you.
It doesn't, and you have to be very careful what you put on the banner, and this is why when people hire me to design the banners for them, what I do is, yes, I make it very reasonable for them. I ask them what they want on them and things like that. But I also, you have to watch Facebook guidelines, because they tell you you cannot advertise on there unless you pay for it. So that's why they have those other clickable pay-per-click banners that they have for Facebook designated
okay.
just for that. But when you use the timeline, you cannot include your email address or personal phone number. That's stated.
Oh,
in all right,
so that's why you
timeline.
Can't have it interactive with a link. Is that why?
Yeah, you can't.
Okay.
No.
All right. Yeah, you know, see, this is the thing. Facebook says that, and I think a lot of times you go like, well, what are we all doing? We're all advertising, and it says don't advertise. So then you go like, well, what does that mean? That's what we're doing.
I do it.
You know, you know, it doesn't make any sense.
I do
sense,
it.
You know?
I do it, because you know what? It, you know, either way, people are already, just the bigger brands are doing it. Pepsi's doing it. Coca-Cola's doing it. They don't have phone numbers up there, but they do have their website. They always say, like us. So guess what? You can do the same thing. You know?
See, but then the other thing I've noticed what people do that I think this is possibly wrong for them. Like, I will look up somebody on their Facebook, and they have a lot of stuff, and I know they have books, and I know they have things, but I don't know anything. They don't write that. They don't put that out. And so you look at them, and you're talking to their friends, but they're not advertising what they do. And I'm thinking, like, why not? I mean, you know, Do you know what I'm saying? Where I've noticed where I'm looking, like I'll look for like a picture because I want to do it, you know, I want to copy the picture and put it on, you know, some for PR. And I'll look and I'll go like, oh, then I have to go to Amazon or somewhere else or their blog. But they don't have it on Facebook. Why is that though? Wouldn't it help them to be identified as that's their book?
Well, see, when they came out with the timeline cover, they didn't think people were going to do that. They thought that people were just going to put, you know, regular photos of them having their birthday parties or being at somebody's wedding or liking a scenery of a landscape for a positive affirmation, and that's their favorite thing to do. But people got more creative, you know. We've got people out there that are very creative people like me who say, you know what, we could do more with this. With this space right here,
well, you know, yours is very reasonable.
Ourselves.
I mean, yours is reasonable. So I think if someone just wanted the banner, why don't you just tell them? I want them to know how much it is because it's not like, it's not what people think it is. So how much is
it? No, it's not. It's
that's why I really want you to give the price because
one.
It's not a lot of money.
Yeah, it's $27 for each one.
Okay. See, and that's really
and so
that's a good thing.
It is a good thing. It is a good thing because you could buy as many as you want. And let's say you got five different genres. Then guess what? Get a new timeline cover made. Keep these images somewhere on your desktop. And guess what? Once a week, okay, rotate them. Upload, click upload cover, boom, you got it right up there. If you look on my Facebook page just for tonight, just to promote the show, I created a customized banner just for Paw Talk Radio.
I know, I love it. Why don't you give your website again so they can see it? What is your website so they know it? So because really, I thought it was great. As soon as I saw the tag, I just went and I put it out. You know, because it's.
It was the coolest.
It looks great.
You can check me out and add me as a friend on Facebook at facebook.com/A Haldry, and I'll spell that for you. That A is an apple, H is an Harry, A is an apple, U is an umbrella, L is an Lisa, C is in David, R is in Richard, and I.
Yeah, and in the show, actually, it's on World of Ink Network for sure. Anyway, worldofinknetwork.com, and it'll be on there because all the shows are on there. And, you know, I mean, because I wanted people to know that, like, this is not, like, $1,000. This is
$27.
And, and it really, they can use it wherever they want, you know.
Yeah.
And it's just, it doesn't give price. It's not, and it's just like, you know, I see now why you're saying no price because you're not supposed to advertise this. Okay, I get it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, you know. We're not looking to be rich here. We're looking to help people, you know, get over the little boundary that hides them from marketing themselves. Like, a lot of people don't really know how to use timelines. You know, a lot of people don't even know how to market on Facebook. That's a whole other show.
Somebody just said, that's right, and that's true. You should have your, when you do one of your shows, which you will, you know, and just every time you have a show, like, let me know, because I'm going to tell you something, because somebody, it's a simple thing as putting a picture on for others. It's not that easy. It takes time to learn these things, and they absolutely don't know, and I think people shouldn't feel shy or feel like they're dumb if they don't know it, because we're not born knowing these things, and they change so fast. You know, and that's why, you know, when someone like you comes on and you say, okay, this is what you can do, and it's not a lot of money, but it gets you a lot, because when you have that banner, when you send any letter, any email, you can put it on your stationery, you can do whatever you want with it.
Yes, I created this banner for you. I created this banner for a professional chef in Paris. I mean, I'm getting, like, requests from different people from all different backgrounds and professions that are saying, just make me a banner. You know, and then automatically they notice they're getting more attention and attraction to their business on Facebook.
Very good. It's really good. It's really good, and it's inexpensive, and it's something that will help.
Yes.
Correct.
Yes.
Just for the brand, for branding. Because, you know, everybody says this, you know, I'm always talking about it. People are saying, like, okay, you're going to brand yourself. You're going to talk about things. But, and then they disappear. They don't tell anybody how to do it. And people really don't know how to do a lot of this. And I don't really think people want, they feel funny asking people. And they should ask people. Because some of these things are not $1,000. You know, not because you are very, you're recognizing the fact because, I mean, you went through it. You were a working mother and, you know, and you have a young child, and you cannot spend a fortune on these things.
No, you can't. Not in the beginning.
Something like this, as soon as your book comes out, to get a banner, it's not a bad idea. And you did it for my children's where there's like four of the books, you know, so you can, if they have five books, you can put that on there. So, and that's one banner, and it's really who you are.
Yes, and you got to have the images, like, you definitely want to have the images, like, in Photoshop, So
yeah,
that way
digital,
they're
digital,
easy to
digital,
manipulate.
Yeah, something looks better. Yeah, yeah. And then, but,
gotta
you know,
have a
and,
picture.
Yeah, you know, and because actually I was on Smashwords, and my publisher, Fidelity, you know, she does digital a lot. And so they're very clear that I went on digital to do some things because the on Smashwords, it takes the digital because she's putting it in on the digital, and it comes out very clear.
Yes.
You know, because somebody asked me the other day that somebody's was very cloudy, and that's probably from something they used a while ago.
Yes.
Because
it
now
happens.
It's a
it
different. Right. There's right. So, all right. So, after they do that, what else can they do that's not that much money that might help them get out there?
Okay. Then what they need to do is start participating, especially if offline marketing, you know, for an author. You want to get involved in, like, your Chamber of Commerce. Or, you know, Small Business Administration, they have free workshops. Anything that says free, I would go to. I wouldn't hesitate. You know, bring my book with me and be prepared because you never know who you're going to meet there that can actually cross-sell that book for you. I was at a recent event in Jersey City, let me tell you something. And one of the coaches there is a leading speaker and coach named Jeffrey Coombs. He's an awesome, awesome coach and trainer for network marketers and professionals. And this guy, I mean, he was cross-promoting for an author. And he was teaching her how not to, you know, resist the sale. And she nearly sold her soul short by actually trying to offer the book to Jeffrey for free. And you know what he said? You know what? I just caught that. And he teaches this mindset. And this is also another good thing for authors and writers, is that mindset of not resisting the sale. Don't do that to yourself. Don't try to give your book at a discount just to try to, you know, shorten the deal. Don't. Sell the book as it is. If your book is $29.95, then it's $29.95. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah. Yeah. Well, I think, you know, I had a conversation with somebody the other day, and, you know, and what they were saying is sometimes if you put the book to, you know, and I may change that on my own. I'm not sure yet, you know, because there's so many things that are coming in and whatever. And it's like, you know, they said if you, sometimes the 99 cents makes people think it's just too cheap, you know, and if it's $2.99, people, because even a little marketing thing like that changes sometimes, depending on the book, your sales.
Yeah, it undervalues, you know, what is really being offered. Because I read your book, and my son enjoyed it. It's a children's book, really
thank
cute.
You.
And
thank
you know what? The minute that I started reading it, it captured the child's attention, and the child was
thank
engaged.
You.
And that's what the power of being a writer for children is all about. If that child is going to laugh, giggle, and have a good time, it's a great book.
Yeah, that's right. No, you're right. You know, you're right. And so, you know, I am having a show on the 20th. I should say one thing. Maybe you want to hear this too. Some of the shows that we're having, because I'm having Tracy Slatton on, and she was published by a big house, and then she went on to publishing her own. She's very interesting. And somebody I talked to today, Julia Robb, she was in publishing for 20 years. And, you know, journalism in 20 years, and she just has a book out. And, you know, they're both very outspoken. That's the 21st. You know, I didn't even tell you, Bethany, that. Yeah, I talked to them today. And it's because Julia is, you know, when I talk to someone that is really powerful in what they feel, I like that because they have the guts to do whatever. You know how that is because you have that, Anastasia. You have to have guts to do this. I mean, this is not
easy.
Oh,
you better have some guts.
You know, and you better not feel like if you're getting rejected all the time and whining, it doesn't work. You know, it just does not work. They're
exactly. And you know what? It didn't come easy to get those guts because, you
know
what?
I
come from a corporate background, and believe me, rejection was always, I always took rejection personally. But when I started stepping away from corporate America and I started realizing becoming an entrepreneur and working in free enterprise was the best way, and I started learning how to fix my mindset and listen to more positive things, you know, Wayne Dyer, you know, all those guys, Anthony Robbins, Jeffrey Koo, these guys were helping me. They were helping me a lot by me listening to them nightly, you know. And Rich was actually, I have to thank Rich publicly on that because Rich was the one who brought me to listen to positive affirmations and listen to positive mindset and neurolinguistic programming is what they call it, to do at night. Because when you wake up in the day, you have a productive day.
Yeah, you have to be, you know, you really do have to, in this business, it's really hard because you have to learn to be a lot different than you ever were because otherwise nothing will happen. And, you know, and the two of them on the show should be very interesting because it's very interesting because everybody wants to be traditionally published, but that doesn't always mean that you get sales or you don't have to market. And it's just, whenever you write a book, it's just the beginning, you know, and I think that, you know, blog talk shows, which these are incredibly good for people. I mean, they just are. This generates on Google. You get up there, and I think people don't realize that if they. I think one thing I wanted to say that I forgot: when people do blogs, and they do a lot of stuff, and they do blog tours, they actually you don't always sell a lot of books. But what you do is you get higher up on the Google, and people notice you. They're upset when they pay money for a blog tour and they don't sell enough books. If you want to sell a lot of books, you got to go to a book signing. You got to get out there. If you want to get PR, that's what you do. You go on a show and you talk, and then you get up on Google and you do a lot of things, and that makes you higher up. And people, it's not if you sell because I hear people say they go, oh, I only sold 5 books on the book blog. You know, the tour. And I go, but look at all the people that found out about you. See, that's what you tell people. And that's what they
miss. I tell people, you got to get exposed as much as possible. I don't care how small the show is. Get on a show. Any radio show that is related to that niche is where you should be. Just like Tracy and Charlie. You know, they came to me, and I helped them out, and I connected them with you. This is how it's supposed to go. This is the chain reaction of network marketing on social media.
Yeah, and blog talk is huge on that. I mean, I'm not even talking about just our shows. You know, they are featuring people. And there's a lot of people on there that you can learn from. And when I hear people, I know a lot of people that just sit there. They don't listen to the shows, and they don't realize how many. Not just my show. I'm talking about everybody's show on there. There's tons of shows on blog talk that people can actually learn how to do things, and it will help them market. And that's for free.
Yes, and that's another thing. Let me add to that tonight is a really cool thing I'm going to let everybody know is that the A-Holder Show was created on YouTube, but now it's actually being mixed with Blog Talk Radio. I'm really excited, Marcia, about this because this is a new thing for me because I'm going to be using Blog Talk Radio to do all my discussions, all my interviews, and
we talked about that, and the funny part is the truth is sometimes with the images, it doesn't look right, and people don't want to go on that where they're, you know, where, because sometimes if you watch some of the shows that people have out there that are just different, it doesn't, you can't, you're getting like seasick. You're trying to watch them, and they're going back
and forward. And I had to do a lot of video editing and things like that.
But you do
people
that, but most people
connection.
Don't do that. Right. You do that.
I take care of all that.
Yeah, and, you know, and one of the things, like, you know, like, because this show, you know, World of Ink, and, you know, when I met Virginia 2.5 years ago, we started with Red River, and then we have our own now, and, you know, and Fran Lewis is on it, and, you know, J.D. Holiday, and we've had, like, over 80,000 people almost this month that have listened to the show. So it starts out really small. And we really did. And then we grew and we grew, and we have so many different topics, you know, on all the shows. And, you know, and Bethany's with me, and she's with Fran. And, you know, I mean, Fran is having Iris Johansson, and she's got movies on cable. She's a Lifetime, you know, movie. Her books are movies.
Yes.
And we're having all of this now. So, I mean, I think that this is what it is. So, I mean, if people want to look at your site and they look at the banners and, you know, because even if they can't afford a large program, I'm sure that you can come up with something for them.
Absolutely. I can customize any type of package deal moderately to their budget. You know, I'm willing to work with them and they're willing to work with me. You know, there's always a way. You know, never let money or the lack of money stop you from trying to promote you.
Yeah, and that's true. And, you know, actually, you'd probably like this for your son. J.D. Holiday does a show, and this one does incredibly well now. It's, you know, it's story time, and, you know, everybody, it's only a half hour, and it's on Saturday mornings, this week it's on, and they're, you know, they read a story, the author reads the story, and that's really about all it is. It's just really for the kids. It's so cute. The kids love it. It's like, it's like story time, and all they hear is, you know, they talk for a few seconds, and then they just read the story, and the kids listen, and that's on this. That's on, like, Saturday 3 times a month. So if you ever want it for your son, you know, it's cute. It's a very cute show. And, you know, all of these things that people don't realize, it's out there.
Yes, absolutely. It is.
So what else did you want to give about yourself for the last remaining?
Well, I mean, besides that, great news, to share on your show. that the Ann Harger Show is going on Blog Talk Radio. I'm going to be on Blog Talk doing the show, and it's been really, really surreal because
are you going to have it the same day?
Are
you going to have it the same day, or are you going to have it on different days? Or
I'm going to do it twice a month. And definitely going to stick to that schedule twice a month. And I'm going to have all kinds of guests, and I'm also going to have hot topics where people just are in certain situations, and they're just going to come in to share their side of the story. And
it's going
to be really awesome.
That sounds fun.
Sounds
great. That sounds
great. I want it to be fun. I definitely produced it to be that way. I want it to be fun, you know, because people don't like the stale stuff, you know. I've been on some of those radio shows. It's too stale. It's not going anywhere. It's like put people to sleep.
I know. Yeah, that's right.
You want to have people live.
Okay. Well,
you know?
if you want to hear a great, like this Tuesday. Okay, I was Bennett Pomerantz has a show on Fridays. So what happened is I was in it a few weeks ago. I was just talking. I was in the chat room, and then all of us, everybody started calling into the chat room. So then I figured, well, I'm not going to sit in the chat room. I called in too. So everybody was on the show. So I said, all right, we were done with the show. And I said, all right, fine. Why don't you all just come on my show on Tuesday the 14th, which they are. And I'm not even sure who's on the show. But I think it's like Missy Davis, Michelle Prince, Barbara Watkins is coming on. And Ashley may show up. But it's really funny because we were just talking. So I think that's what people really like because it's fun. We have a great time. You know, it's just, but we learn while we're doing it.
Yes. And I never understood why everybody kept watching the YouTube shows that I was doing. I thought it was because I was being silly, but really there was things that I was saying in there. There's golden nuggets in there that actually help people with their businesses. And you know what? Now it's going to be on radio, and it's going to go to a mass, you know, public arena where everybody gets to hear about it. And you know what? It stays up there forever. That's the great part about it.
Right. You're very informative, and you're fun, but you actually give ideas. I mean, it's not just right. I mean, people will get a lot from you. So I think I'm really looking forward to listening to your shows. And I've listened to your shows before, you know. But it's a good thing. You'll be fine, and you'll be doing great because that's what you do best.
That is what I do best.
And now, you have to say your last little thing. Keep it what?
I keep it real.
There you go.
I keep it real.
Will you come on again?
Oh, absolutely. I'll be back for a third time. I'll be back for a fourth time. Let's do this.
All right. Thanks so much.
All right, Martha. Care. Thank you for having me. Good night, everybody.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye. Okay. Bethany, are you still here?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Did I cover everything? Did I cover everything?
Yeah.
Yes. You know, look, she's got a lot going on, and she's really, for $27, you could get like a little something that you could use on everything, because this is what we hear all the time, you know, and we keep giving information, you know, about different things, and I keep using different things, you know, and that's why I can find the exact thing that works, but I think, you know, I guess the truth is you just got to keep doing different things. That's the answer. Not what we wanted to hear, but that is the answer. But we're doing social networking. I mean, that's what this is. Everybody meets everybody. Yep. All right, and Fran has a show. We're doing a show next Tuesday, and then Fran's show is with Iris Johansson. That is on the 16th, and that should be good. Yeah, that should be good. And she's got another show on the 23rd, so she's got a lot of shows. And we have a lot of shows coming up here. Actually, we have Willow Cross and her little crew, which is great. You know, Kimberly and Jeff and Jennifer, they're going to come on again at the end of the month, on a Friday, I think. And I think it's going to be the 31st of August. And they're going to come on and tell us more things because we all need to know more things. I mean, this is the cry from everybody, is everybody wants to know what to do to sell books.
Absolutely, yeah.
And we're trying. Definitely. Your new book came out. Maybe you should just say do you want to say your website and your book?
The production came out July the 3rd.
Yeah. Okay, and your books? I know we talked about it once, but let's hear your website.
Bethany Cross at blogspot.com. That's where I'm at.
I am at www.michiganavenuemedia.com. I am getting a new website, which I'm putting everything together because I have too many things going on, and I know that I need it together. So I think it'll actually be under like MarshaCasperCook.com, and then they can just find me there with everything I do because it's insane. to me, these pages. And see, that's the thing. See, I'm looking for the way to do it on Facebook, but you can't. See, they have rules. You can't. That's why the timeline, you have to rotate it. So that, because I'm thinking, how is this possible? I can't get it to work. And it doesn't. So So now I know that I better stop doing
that. I've been checking out a lot of the fancy little apps that they have for authors, you know, like the Read My Book link and stuff like that, you know, where you can tab
on
for the page.
Did you put it in today? Did it work?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, because they have this new, it says, you know, read my book, and there's one chapter of it, and you can put it on free on Facebook, and the people can read it. And this way, they don't have to go to Amazon. They don't have to look around. And once they like it, then they'll want to read it. But it's a good opportunity for people.
Link right there on your Facebook page.
Yeah, I think
it's
good. So as we know what we'll be doing. You know, but everybody says the same thing. Nobody really likes it, you know, but we have to do it, you know. And no matter who you are, no matter who sells, what your publisher is, who they are, it doesn't matter. And that's what we'll find out on a lot of these shows, because the 21st, I mean, this is, you know, Tracy is very outspoken, and so is this Julia, and but they know what they're doing. You know, they're outspoken, but they both are very successful in, you know, and Julia did her own book. She self-published it, and she's out there. And she actually did a script, too, you know. And so, I mean, so there's a lot of good shows coming up, and considering I wasn't going to do that many this month, I don't even know what happened here.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was supposed to be romance, but I think it got changed. So, you know, I don't know. It's just, we will have a lot of romance people on. You know, we'll have Lila on from, you know, so just so people know, and that's what Virginia was doing too, talking about the things that we're going to have on. And Virginia has great shows. Virginia and I will be back on Fridays sometime in September, I think. That's when we're going to come back. But she has she's had shows this week too. So we're all busy, but and I will talk to you, so I'll give you some new ideas. We'll see what I can do here. And I hope, are you writing?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Absolutely.
Right, that's what I'm going to do. Not today, because I don't think I can talk anymore or think. My brain, that's it. All right, and I want to thank everybody for listening, and it's a good show. And then it'll be on, we'll put it on everybody's, you know, site, and then they can listen to it. And everybody, and actually it's working because people are listening. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, all right, have a great night. Thank you
too
for coming on. All right, take care. Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye.